God. I'm back. I'm home. All the time. We finally, really did it. You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! Damn you all to hell!
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I hated that colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
All systems penis.
All right.
Well, that was funny.
That's enough.
Hey, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome back, guys.
It's good to be back.
We're the aristocrats. I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Penis.
Pat.
Wow. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
Yep.
Newly renovated. Old shows, new shows, pictures, all kinds of crap. We're also on myspace.com/aristocratsDEP, as in Derek, Eric, and Pat.
That's right.
And aristocratsDEP at AOL.com if you want to.
Send us your requests.
Send us our emails and stuff.
And naked pictures.
Yeah, go ahead. I dare you.
If you want.
Yeah, we'll post
I
them.
I dare you to send us child porn. I dare you.
Because we're gonna edit that part out.
No, we're not.
Because I'll watch it.
I dare you.
Now your dad's going to be sending us child porn.
Yeah, Slavik's going to send us kitty porn.
Okay.
Look at these two punks.
I finally found someone to share my interest.
Oh, thank God. Finally, a radio station for Slavik.
In Polish, Slavik means Gary Glitter.
So anyway, guys, Steve Cash sucks and nobody listens to us. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, no.
I got it mixed up.
Yeah, no.
Actually, that's not true. We do have a legion of fans.
Yeah,
apparently.
It's slowly growing.
Yeah.
Very well. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Maybe well, not a legion, maybe like a brigade. You know?
Maybe like a small group.
A platoon of fans.
Not, I don't know about a platoon.
Maybe like a knitting group, you know?
Maybe like a book club.
Yeah. Like a Barnes & Noble Book of the Month club of fans.
You know, maybe enough to fill a bathroom.
Yeah.
Like a small Japanese apartment bathroom.
But like really fill it up. Not like standing comfortably, like, you know.
Like people on top of each other.
Yeah.
Maybe like a hot tub full of fans.
A hot
naked.
Tub.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like that.
With me in it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. That's
it. It's our first show of 2006, everybody.
Yeah. We haven't done a show since
2005.
Yeah.
That was last year.
It was like the beginning of December, like the 15th or something, I think we did the show.
Yeah.
Well, we did one after that, a week after.
It was horrible. Yeah.
And it'll never see the light of day.
It was unairable.
It was Eric and Pat drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah. They doing a power hour.
Doing the power hour. And Webmaster Matt made his debut. And sadly, it will never be heard.
I'm sure clips will, but
yeah,
not that show.
And I was supposed to put up like a best of thing for over the holiday, but.
Yeah, that worked well.
Well, I was moving. We got a new place and, you know.
A new studio for the show.
New studio.
We got a brand new studio.
Brand new studio, huh? How do you like this, guys?
State of the art.
This is really high tech.
We got a futon. We got a couch.
We got a bidet.
Okay.
That rhymed.
Uh-huh.
We got a Turkish-made bidet.
I got a new mic stand, so I don't have to have that little fucking thing.
With the stapler.
Yeah.
Holding it down.
And I got a Fred stand.
A Fred stand.
Fred stand.
Mike, Fred, get it.
Oh, I got a stand. Stand.
I got a stand.
I have a stand. Stand.
How was everyone's New Year? First of all,
I threw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric.
I was all right. It was fine.
Yeah, I was a little drunk.
I didn't really get drunk because I wasn't feeling too well. But
yeah, diarrhea.
That too.
Ooh, I had, I threw up for the first time in a long time. I think the last time I threw up was when I filled my bathtub up at the old house. I'm sure everyone's heard that story.
Yeah.
But,
And you took a bath in it.
I wasn't that drunk, though.
I haven't heard that story.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-hmm. No.
I was just drinking Captain and Ginger Ale all night, and then on the way home, I got a big bottle of ginger ale, and we had Captain Morgan at the house, and I just started filling up, like, pint glasses with it. And I just went in the bathroom.
I forgot to put the ginger ale in.
I was taking a piss in. I just kind of went, oh, and I leaned over and just, bah! And I filled the entire surface area of my tub with puke.
My God.
And I just like passed out. So my mother had to go in there and she had to take the chunks out with her hand. Like throwing the garbage.
Why her hand? Didn't she have something else?
What are you going to do? Get a strainer?
Yeah. And throw it out.
She's a mom.
Oh.
It was just her dinner. I was you puking up. That was years ago.
I would have kicked him away because of cleanness.
Yeah, I would have been kicking him in the stomach.
But New Year's Day, I got up at like 7 in the morning, and I only had like 9 beers, which isn't a lot. I mean, really, if you think about it.
Well,
yeah. But I also had like about like a dozen and a half of those mozzarella sticks you and Barb made.
Heavy cheese and. Yeah.
A lot of cheese and a lot of Magner's Irish cider.
Doesn't help.
Don't go well together. So I wake up at like 7 in the morning and I go in the bathroom and my stomach is just boiling with like just poison. And I don't know what, I don't want to.
With bathroom cleaner.
I hate throwing up. I hate it.
Well, who likes it?
Carly, our producer. She loves it.
She gets
everything.
Gets off on it.
Well.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like, I hop in the shower.
She likes to puke at the moment of climax.
I hop in the shower to kind of get. Yeah, blah.
All over the walls.
Next time, can I be on top? Because it puked all over my chest.
Just rockets right off of you. Right across the room.
It's the ceiling. Anyway.
They threw up.
Yeah. Oh, well, I went in the bathroom, and I took a hot shower because I thought that would help. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it does because of all the warmth, and you just feel better. And instead, I'm sitting there like, the water pressure in this apartment isn't... The water pressure is okay, but the hot water only lasts for like maybe 20 minutes. So I can feel the shower starting to get cold, and there's no more like... No more cold, you know?
No more heat?
Yeah, no more heat. And I was just... It was like, okay, I either have to get better or puke. And so I just kind of went over the toilet naked and wet. I'm just on my hands and knees, butt naked.
Dripping.
The shower's still going, and I'm just... Oh. And the water level is really high in these toilets.
Yeah.
So I was puking in the toilet, and it was splashing up in my face. And I was getting little chunks of mozzarella sticks, like, on my cheeks while I'm puking.
Ah,
get all caught in my beard and stuff.
Combing them out of his beard.
Yeah. And I ate them again.
And,
He collected them, mashed them together.
I couldn't get the
made
taste.
Made another mozzarella stick out of them.
It's a pukarella stick.
It's a Barfarella. It's a Ralpharella.
Ralpharella. But so that was pretty bad.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
And well, you got to chew the food.
I was...
You were just wolfing them down.
They were good, though.
I didn't have any.
Yeah, you left actually early compared to, like, everybody else.
Did I?
Yeah.
You were falling asleep. He falls asleep
on
the couch.
Yeah, I fell asleep. Well, you know what it is.
You're like, all right, I'll see you later, guys.
We were moving into the new place, and I was up at, like, 7 in the morning. Tried to take a nap at like 5 in the afternoon, and the elephants upstairs kept me up when they were, you know, lifting up couches and then they're just dropping them in the apartment above.
Now, is this Janine Garofalo?
This is Janine Garofalo who lives above me with her 3 kids.
Yep.
Okay.
And her
heavy oak couch.
Her heavy oak couch and her children with cinder block feet. Boo, boo, boo.
Frankenstein up there.
You just hear them running and running, and then it stops. And you hear one of the kids go, I'm going to kill you. Holy shit.
Wow.
And I could not sleep.
And
so
you're trying to
tired.
Masturbate. You can't.
Yeah, I know. Trying to keep
really
concentration.
Distracted.
I think somebody's knocking on the bathroom door. I'm like, what? Oh.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
What? No, I'm shaving.
I'm just looking for paper clips.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, it's really weird. I lost them. Sometimes, you know, things end up in here.
One time my car keys were in the freezer. It was really weird.
One time I lost my scented candle. Ended up in the closet. Actually, you know what? That's not so weird.
That's where we keep them, right? Yeah, that's where I found them.
Yeah, there's a huge box. There they are. Yeah, the huge box of them. I remember.
I was looking in the freezer. I was way off. Do they sell candles at Costco?
I'm sure they do. They sell pianos there. So I'm pretty sure they sell candles.
If you go online to Costco.com, they have caskets and urns.
No.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna. You know what? Now that we got the internet on this internet computer here.
In the new studio.
Costco.com.
Wow. See how much?
Right here. Urns and caskets.
No. Oh my God. Yes. It has its own.
It has its own page. And look.
Oh my God.
They got like Costco caskets.
How much?
Pretty expensive.
That's all cheap in for one.
Cherry casket by Universal Overnight. $29.99.
You can have the wristed casket. Just keep it in the studio. And whenever you have a guest on the show, you can lay in the casket.
Yeah.
The In God's Care casket is $924.99.
That's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah, well, the Lady of Guadalupe casket. And the mother casket. Oh, that's sad.
Aw, the dead mother casket.
Let's see if they have baby caskets.
The Jack and the Beanstalk casket.
The Cinderella casket. It turns into a pumpkin. Is that Cinderella?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Caskets, overnight shipping.
Oh my God.
Must be ordered by 2 p.m.
I think I'm going to die in a couple of days. Did you get the casket?
Yeah, having a heart attack. Oh, God. Costco.com. Destroy. What time is it?
It's 2:20.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I can get the urn. Maybe that's easier.
Don't bring me to a black undertaker.
How do they ship a casket? It's like UPS drop it off?
I don't know. Probably some big freight truck.
Probably.
How do you do it overnight?
And then what the hell you do with it?
I don't know.
Put it in the caravan.
Well, they probably ship it to a mortuary. I would imagine.
Just ship it here. I'll bury it in the backyard.
You know how heavy those are? They just like bring it to your doorstep.
Yeah, sign for this.
Doesn't this get brought to like the no, you got to take it. Okay. Just sitting in the living room.
That's how they used to do it.
See how much
urns are. Yeah, they used to have the wakes in the houses. Yeah.
See how much the urns are.
Urns and keepsakes.
Mother Teresa urn.
Oh, they're cheap. Well, there's one. There's a marble urn, which is really nice, for $84.
Oh, my God.
A pebble stone keepsake is $40. Then you just got a little chest urn, little box, $80.
I got a cigar box I can put someone in.
Yeah, keep it nice and humid.
So they always keep their scent.
Yeah.
And their full flavor.
It smells like Uncle Louie, but, you know, burnt.
And kind of Cuban.
A bit woody.
You know, Pat, you really should have taken the cigars out. What? It's the only one I got.
But you know, Uncle Louie makes them taste so good. Here, try one.
He's fucking ashes in there. Yeah.
I don't know which is Uncle Louie and the Cubans.
Yeah. He's putting it out in it.
Could you not put your cigars out on Uncle Louie's ashes?
I tell you what, most of these are just the Cuban ashes anyway. He would have wanted it that way.
We have
a hard time separating them now.
So Costco caskets.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Oh, man. I would. How did you find out about that?
I wonder if Amazon sells them.
I don't know. Probably.
Give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, we went there to upload pictures because they have the 1 hour thing.
Yeah. Into the mic, please.
Ooh, Jesus.
I think I'm Howard Stern.
No, you're Pat.
I'm Pat Miller. We went there to upload pictures because you upload them.
Yes.
And then you pick them up.
Yes.
And we just happened to see urns and caskets up there. I thought it was very funny.
It is very funny.
Amazon.com, huh?
See, like that. Oh, it stinks like day old pizza.
It's like carrots and throw up.
Let's see what we got here. Amazon.com for
caskets.
Caskets.
Out of the K.
CASKET.
Oh, I put KAS. I know. They do.
Oh, my God. They do.
More common than I thought.
Oh, my God. Caskets by Tribute Direct. Stained walnut finish. $9.95. $995.
Yeah.
Tribute blue with silver tone. Wow, that is funny. Caskets at Amazon.com.
If I had money to burn, I'd buy one.
I would.
I would have Amazon ship me a casket.
Yeah, why not?
It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, usually ships within 1 to 2 business days. I should hope so.
Yeah, better.
You know? Oh, this one's back ordered. Can you wait?
It'd be 6 months.
I
guess so.
I got Uncle Louie in the fridge.
He's starting to stink.
He's folded in half.
It's like Weekend of Bernie.
It's a big vat of formaldehyde.
It's floating around.
Where'd you get all that formaldehyde?
Okay. Well, I work at IFF.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you can throw them in something.
Edit that out.
All right, get the cask on Amazon, and I think Golden Girls season 3 is out. Could you just put that on there?
It says this wish list.
Yeah, wish.
Slider season 4. Casket.
Joey said he's registered at Amazon. Let's see. He wants a casket.
I'm gonna put that on there.
And Pete Volume 2.
That's it. I'm gonna make a wish list
and a helmet.
And just put that on there and not tell anybody. Hey guys, I got a wish list.
Do that and like a bunch of books about like suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, like self help books.
This is gonna be like DVDs and stuff, you know, normal shit, and then casket. Make sure I have it like down on the page somewhere.
Get a nice bar clock.
Yeah.
You know.
Lamp, casket, vertical blinds.
So I can tell what time it is in the casket. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of turning the den into a bar. I think it just might turn into like a funeral home. Get a casket in there. Everyone could just like have their turn to take pictures in it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we got a spare room. Yeah. It's a twin, though.
Sleeping here.
Yeah, he does his bed.
It's a single.
I sleep in it.
I would, too.
Yeah, I think I'd be a little weirded out once it closed.
Why, though?
I don't know, because you crank them and they're airtight.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, put a piece of wood in there so keep it open a little bit.
Jimmy it open.
Yeah.
Just drill a hole in it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And you can have like one of those long straws in there. You have like a sip of soda in there.
You go in there, there's a closed casket and like a Coke can on the floor and a big long crazy straw going all around. And you're like, what's going on? You just start seeing the soda come up.
And you hear the sucking from the can.
You just hear.
Oh, it's so good.
Can I have some more Coke? This is really good.
Can you refresh my ice, please?
I want a casket now.
Yeah, I know.
Let's all pitch in.
You know what I really wanted was a hearse. I wanted to find like an old hearse. There's a guy in Keensburg that has one.
Surprise.
He came in the gas station when I used to work at the gas station, and he was blasting AC/DC Highway to Hell in a casket. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. I was like, I want that. He put like big speakers in the back and like just blast like cheesy like 80s rock.
My parents used to drive a 59 Cadillac.
Yeah.
And my dad always wanted one as a hearse. And so in a magazine this year, we found like a scale model of a 59 Cadillac hearse.
Yeah.
And it's like really detailed. It comes with a casket that opens up and everything. It's really
dead
cool.
Press in it.
Yeah, like the wheels, the steering wheel turns with the wheels in the front.
Cool.
Yeah, so we bought that for him. It's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they don't actually make hearses. They just chop
Cadillacs
in half and put the back end on.
Yeah.
You kind of make an El Camino.
Yeah, that's more like with the flowers and everything.
Yeah.
Like Fleger's has.
I saw it when I was shopping for my new car. Shopping for my new car. I went on eBay.
Big grocery cart.
I went on eBay and I typed in Grand Marquis, you know?
Yeah.
And one of them came up. It was a Grand Marquis hearse.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
No.
All right, let's look on eBay for hearses. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
You should have got the hearse.
I really want one.
Well, I would have to have it like shipped across the country.
Yeah.
Have to go pick it up.
I'm sure you can find one in Jersey. You can just drive and pick it up.
Ooh.
Cadillac hearse. Station wagon. 1125.
Get one of the, like a Ghostbusters car.
Yeah, those old timey ambulances.
This
guy has one of those too.
My parents had one of those too.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever see the guy who's like a computer doctor?
Yes.
And he drives the old ambulance around? That's awesome.
No. He got rid of the 60s one though.
Did he?
Yeah, now he has like a regular ambulance.
Oh. It was like
an 80s.
It was the Ghostbusters thing though.
Yeah, it was.
It was awesome. And yeah. It was just a like computer doctor or something. He'd drive around in it to house to house.
Yeah, he finally got rid of that, I think.
That probably broke. It was so freaking old. Well, here you go. Hearse.
And they make enough money as a computer doctor to maintain it.
$10? What is this?
He got sued for malpractice. On a computer.
Somebody selling a Cadillac hearse brochure from the 1980s.
Oh, buy it. How much?
Oh, $10. Buy it now for $12.50.
Let's bid on it.
I really want a hearse.
They're cool because they're just station wagons pretty much, you know?
Yeah. But I would like have a casket in the back and everything.
A bed.
Sleep in it.
An airbed.
Look at this. 1938 Buick.
Wow. Hearse.
eBay has some cool shit.
eBay is awesome.
eBay is getting a little ridiculous, though, because it used to be you go to eBay to get stuff cheap. But now everyone's just selling everything at regular prices.
Yeah, so. It's a lot of...
And a lot of ripoffs, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing my voice. Ripoffs? Right. Anyway, iPod. Oh, here's the
iPods ain't cheap on that either.
No, because everything's new.
Yeah.
Is this like what you got them? The little hearse thing?
Let me see.
Oh, I forgot you can't see. You gotta get up.
Eric can't even get up. He's wobbling.
It's like
no,
something like
it was
that.
Newer than that.
Oh,
it was something like that.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Little diecast car. It's awesome.
It was like
I like hearses.
I know you do. Yeah. What the hell are you gonna do with a hearse though?
Drive it around. What do you think? I'm just going to look at it? I'm going to drive it. No, I want a working hearse to drive around, like, you know, go to work with it.
Yeah, I would.
Or have somebody drive it around with me in a casket in the back. and then have a couple pallbearers, like, take it out, and I just kind of come out in my uniform and then walk up to the gate and go to work. Make a big scene about it, you know?
I do.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Just carry the casket up to the gate.
Yeah.
Or put it on those carts.
Up to the guard shack. Just put it down. Thanks, guys. Throw them a quarter.
See you later.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Hey, our producer has awoken.
She's awake.
Oh, hey, Carly.
All right. Hey. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah. Right,
we'll come back and talk to Pukey Face.
It's time for celebration.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
All right, bye.
Why?
They got little hands, little eyes. They walk around telling great big lies. They got little noses, tiny little teeth. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet. Well, I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here.
Carly's theme. Oh, she entered the
don't want no hard people.
I don't want no black people.
With the big fat lips.
And that nappy hair.
And the tight little do-rags.
And the big nostrils.
And the flat noses.
And the ability to play basketball.
And fat white women on their penises.
That's better. Okay.
I like that.
Speaking of black people, I got my cable put in. All right. And these guys who work for Comcast, this black guy came and he wanted nothing to do with putting my cable in. He went around the side of the building, turned it on. Which I don't know what they do. They just disappear and they come back. They're like, all right, your cable's on. What'd you do? I don't know.
Were there two guys?
Well, there was one guy and he had to get backup because his drill kept dying. He had to put a hole in the floor.
Was he kind of fat?
No, he was real skinny.
Okay, never mind.
Second guy was fat.
Was he bald?
Black? No, he had a hat on. I don't know. But they put a hole in the floor to get the cable through. Usually you butt it up against...
Why the floor... That floor is now ruined. You better...
Yeah.
That...
Cable guy did it. What do you want from me?
Well...
That's going to be like against code or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. It was a cable guy did it. That's how you want from me.
Why the floor, though? So odd.
He's well, a stupid nigger. That's why.
Oh, geez. Here we go. I mean, they do it sometimes. Usually they put it between the wall and the floor. They'll just put a hole, like, in the, you know, like.
Yeah.
And it'll run it through there. This guy.
This genius with his Neanderthal brain.
A half a foot.
His tiny monkey brain.
A half a foot from the wall, there's a hole in the middle of my floor. Right under my TV. So yep. If you look under my TV, there's just a white wire coming up.
It actually looks like it's just hanging on the floor.
It is. Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He's
so,
like.
So like if you wanted to put carpeting or something now, you'd have that wire sticking up.
Well, you can't put carpeting, but if you wanted to, you would.
Put like a rug down.
Well, you would put a different hole in it.
Wait, you're not allowed to put carpeting in this place?
No, I'm sure you could put if you really wanted to.
But why carpeting?
It's beautiful hardwood floors.
I'm saying if you wanted to put carpeting in the floor.
I guess you could, I guess.
But why would you? That's what I'm saying.
Whatever. But anyway, yeah. So.
But what I'm more concerned is that when your lease is up and they see that, that's not going to be good. And that better be where you want to keep the TV.
Yeah. I know. Otherwise, I'm going to have a hole in the middle of the floor.
Or you're going to have to route that cable. That's pretty funny.
And then there's another one over here by the computer.
Yep.
And that's only about like 3 or 4 inches away from the wall. But he put it like right next to my desk. So if you're looking at the desk here, you can't really see it with the futon. But there's just a wire coming out from the side, like going in, like a little half circle.
Comcast has completely given up.
Well, you know, they're contractors. They don't work for Comcast.
Yeah, that's the same when I got my cable installed in my room. That's what it was, some kid with a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he must have been like our age.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't even have a Comcast truck. He had his own truck.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
See, when I had the guy who was like, working for Comcast.
Yeah, sometimes they get. I mean, like he had like a Comcast jacket they give the contractor, so it looks like they do. But they're actually just contractors. They don't really
work. Mine didn't even have that. He just said. T-shirt on, jeans.
Yeah.
He came in plaid shorts, tennis shoes,
pretty much.
But like, yeah. Now the floor's ruined. I mean, he's like, oh, I'm gonna put it. He's like hitting the floor with his feet, like feeling around, and he has this big drill, and he just.
Oh God!
I was like, holy shit! And then the drill died, and so he's like,
oh, it's wedging the floor.
Well, he got it out, and he was just like, oh man, the drill's dead. I'm going to give it like 10, 15 minutes. And he plugs it into the wall, like the battery. And he's just like, turns around, looks at me. And we're just like, all right.
So you want to make out?
So where be the white women at?
10, 15 minutes, huh? All right. And then he kept trying it.
Staring at you.
The drill obviously wasn't going to work. So he had to call for backup. And another guy came and with a real drill that you plug in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Went right through. Whatever. I don't care.
Wow. That is funny.
But I mean, it's not like you could spackle it. It's fucking
it's hardwood floor.
Yeah.
I mean, you can cork it and like go over it.
Yeah.
And
but you know, as soon as they start buffing these floors, that thing's gonna pop out.
They probably
won't give you a deposit back.
There's ways. Oh, they better.
Not wrong with that.
It's not my fault. That's a cable guy that did it.
Then. They're not going to see it that way, though.
I should tell the lady.
I don't know what you should do.
I should tell her now that, like, hey, look, I got this cable in here. These schvatzes came over and drilled holes in the wall, in this floor.
Yeah, maybe Comcast can fix it.
I don't know. That's what they did, you know?
Yeah. Pay for the repair.
I guess so.
Because they fucked it up.
I don't know. Apparently, they did the same thing in Jane Julia's apartment. They just put a hole in the floor.
To the floor?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah. That's the only way you can really do it. You can't go through the walls.
See, mine was through the
wall floor. Already. Yeah,
mine was through the floor, but it was in the closet.
In that closet over there, there's one coming through the floor.
And, but then it was rounded through the wall. I don't. That's funny. got a big wire.
Yeah,
just
put it
out.
But at least put it in the corner or something, so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Where the floor meets the wall.
That's what they normally do, but this guy just.
He's an idiot.
He's tapping around with his foot, and he's just right in the middle of the floor. I'm like, oh, okay. And I couldn't see because I had the TV, like the whole unit, like shifted out. So he was kind of behind it. And then I came around to see what he was doing because he was having a hard time. And I just see his hole in the middle of the floor.
He's beating around.
Ah!
All right, now I'm going to drill here.
Now, looky here.
But that's right in the middle of the
house. No, it's fine. I'm going to drill here.
Under the fridge?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's where a good spot is.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm a contractor.
You ain't no hard like that.
You ain't hard like me.
You ain't hard like a motherfucker.
You ain't from Brooklyn.
You ain't gangster, you motherfucker.
Now shut your crack ass up. Before I break your white ass.
Oh, man.
With my big black dick.
You guys are funny.
Well, like fuck that. Your woman. fuck your tight bitch right in her ass and make you watch.
Oh, my God. Hi, Carly. How are you? Sitting right next to me.
So no expression at all.
She's out of it.
I think she's used to it.
So we got some news.
What kind of news?
Well, a new generation gets a big kick out of Chuck Norris.
They do?
Yeah. Apparently, we have our finger on the pulse of, American culture. Mm-hmm. And we were doing this, like a month ago?
Yeah.
In the New York Post, when was this written? I don't even know.
I get my news from the New York Post.
January 3rd, they got an article about these random Chuck Norris facts.
And everyone's talking about them.
Yeah.
They're the talk of the town.
They really are.
It starts off, Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits.
And then farts.
Chuck Norris frequently donates blood to the Red Cross, just not his own.
I like that one.
That's a good one. Then they have a whole article. Chuck Norris does not fade away. By all rights, he should have by now. Blah, 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 blah.
What does Chuck Norris think about Chuck Norris facts?
They actually said that he hasn't seen them. A publicist said he hasn't seen them.
He's probably so busy with Walker.
They have a really good one.
It's total gym.
These are all ones that we've read. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he's never cried. Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down and gets the information out of them. But then there's a good one here. There is no theory of evolution. Just a list of creatures Chuck Norris has allowed to live.
That's myself.
That's how they end the article. So I thought that was kind of funny that they would make the paper like that.
Yeah.
You know? The paper. The paper.
You called New York Post the paper?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a paper.
The paper contains facts. These are facts. Look, Chuck Norris cures cancer.
That's a
Chuck
fact.
Chuck Norris's tears cause cancer. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fart.
That's a fart. No, that was.
Do we have other news?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, that's the only news in the world.
That's all that's going on.
Chuck Norris. Okay. Just laughing at
that,
it.
That was a good one. Anyway.
Thanks for sharing.
Apparently the Bucks were playing a game against the New Orleans Saints football game.
The New Orleans Deads.
And during
the New Orleans Dram.
Well,
the New Orleans, water lung.
New Orleans homeless.
The New Orleans.
Hang on, you'll get a kick out of this. A song started playing over the stadium's loudspeakers at halftime. The Scorpions rock you like a hurricane. Yeah.
They all start crying, rioting.
Bob Corey says, the first song I hear is Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. I thought to myself, is it me or is that just totally out of place and inappropriate?
Yes, and it's fantastic.
And then he says, there's thousands still living in trailer parks up there and you rock me like a hurricane? I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
Kill you like a hurricane.
Here I am. Drown you like a hurricane.
Here I am. Wash your house in poops like hurricane.
Here I am. Wash your wife and kids away.
Here I am. Blow timber in your face.
No, I was going to do that. I was trying to think of a good way to say it.
Yeah, I beat you to it.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Half of them don't even have homes, you know.
And we're laughing.
Yeah, because it's funny.
God, we're decks.
These two semi-retarded people. Hang on, I didn't get to it yet.
Oh, this is more?
Yeah.
That's funny enough.
Annoyed by a loud television, an irate Brooklyn man, he was probably hard, strangled yeah. his sister after she refused to turn down the volume on the TV. Ozem Goldwire, 27, called 911 Monday night.
Oh, that gotta be black.
Look at
you see the picture
there.
That can't,
Ozem?
Yeah.
That's not even a name.
They're two, like, kind of retarded black people.
All blacks.
Yeah, he called the police and said his sister,
this is repetitive,
Sharika Goldwire, 28, was unconscious in the bed.
She was shurikin while he was strangling
her. That's terrible. Eric, that was really good. She was shurikin. That was really good.
Oh, my God. Apparently, he said that somebody came in and robbed her and
turn my TV
strangled
really loud.
Her. Yeah. Apparently they think this guy strangled his sister and then like left her on the bed and then just like kind of ripped the apartment apart and then called the cops saying that they were robbed and the person strangled his sister
but left him okay.
Yeah
Man,
she was sure reeking.
Neighbors described him and his sister as mentally challenged. And their mother rejected the police version of the slang, insisting her daughter was a victim of burglary.
Maybe it was a thief, and he's like, okay, fuck you, man. You ain't hard. My sister gets strangled, too.
You ain't hard. That heart ain't going to shit to the wall, or I forgot.
Her mother was quoted saying,
my sister's shrieking, too.
Her mother said, it would have been easy to put words in his mouth. They've got separate TVs.
They got
TVs.
Big lips. Oh.
They've got separate TVs. Why would they fight? But now she's dead, and he's got the goofiest smile I've ever seen in my
life.
And
they're both chained to the wall.
Yeah, right?
Well, living in dog cages.
I got to show Eric his picture.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, we can see that. Oh, jeez. Yeah, big goofy fella. He looks like he just came out of, like the Cosby Show, like the way he's dressed.
It's like Black of Mice and Men.
Pretty Bunny.
Yo,
Sharika.
What up with that shit?
Where I get to pet Sharika?
Oh, I wish I had audio from the Dick Clark New Year's Eve.
Why?
Did you hear any
of that? I heard about it. Did they like prop him up in the corner or something?
Wow. What happened? Bad. Well, he had a stroke.
A massive stroke. Like last year or whatever, right?
He didn't do the thing last year.
Yeah.
So he came back and did the show, and he could barely talk.
When? This year?
Yeah, this year, New Year's Eve.
I heard about it.
It was awful. He was just like, and he couldn't like. Apparently, the part
his head
of
him like tied to the chair.
Seriously, the part of his brain that was damaged was dealt with speech and good. Also gathering thoughts for speech. So he couldn't.
That's perfect for TV.
I know.
So he would just like start talking about like.
Socks.
Yeah.
Well, nobody knew he was going to do it, I think, until the day of.
This is Dick Clark, New Year's Eve. Socks are really tight.
I was doing the laundry.
This is Dick Clark, and I really.
He's like drooling all over it.
I love making chairs.
Do you have any audio of that?
No, I couldn't find any.
Damn it. I'm sure someone has it somewhere. Yeah.
Somebody's got to have it.
Somebody's gonna be making fun of Dick Clark around here.
Yeah,
who doesn't?
Oh, this one's kind of funny.
What do we got?
Runner dies after Disney half marathon.
Runner dies
after participating in a Walt Disney World half marathon. A runner who was participated died. He crossed the finish line. Later, died at a hospital.
Did he win?
No.
Oh, I got it though.
I don't know if that's funny.
I thought it was pretty funny.
It's not really funny.
Well,
yeah, that sort of stuff happens all the time.
Would he go through heat exhaustion or something?
I don't know.
Wow. Well, you know what? You got to research your stories a little bit better before you air them.
Well, you know why it was funny? Because I read that on FARC, and this is the headline FARC gave it. Runner dies after crossing finish line at Disney half marathon. Witnesses claim he was heavily animated and acting goofy before the rescuers took him away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's why it was funny to me.
Now, that's funny. You should have read that.
Yeah. I was getting to it.
That's one sick fuck.
Yeah.
That reporter.
He was goofy.
Acting goofy.
And his speech was unintelligible.
Let's see. postal workers suspected of stealing Netflix DVDs. Mm. Mm, watch out. Any of you Netflix people?
Mm-hmm. Nah, don't accuse my postal brethren like that.
Postal brethren, you quit.
You're doing that for like a week or something.
It's 2 weeks walking.
I'm still... No, I didn't mind the walking. It's... I'm still in the union, technically.
Are you really?
Yeah, they still give me mail all the time and stuff.
Cool.
I'm still paying for it, too.
All right. What happened?
I can't feel the news we have.
What? Okay.
What?
There's a man who changed his name legally...
To Jesus Christ.
To KentuckyFriedCruelty.com.
No.
Yes.
No.
What?
He's this goofy looking like vegan fella. And he did it because he says his new name never fails to spark a discussion.
Or a punch in the face. Yeah. You faggot.
Yeah. Have you been to that site? The Kentucky Fried Cruelty?
He ain't hard.
It's a pita. It's a pita website.
Oh, I love pita bread.
I
like putting cucumbers in it.
No, P-E-T-A. People.
My sister eats chicken.
People
he ain't hard.
People for the ethical treatment of animals, I think. Oh. Right?
I don't like that.
But they have, I guess, like in KFC's big warehouses where they keep all the chickens and little chicks and stuff. They just like throw them against walls and stuff.
That's how they tenderize them.
They have like undercover like video. And what they do is they de-beak them when they put them in cages so they don't peck each other. So they have this little machine that clamps and they take the little birdie's head, like a little chick. They just put it in there and it clamps their beak in half so they don't have a pointy beak.
Mm-hmm.
That's mean. Yeah. And when they put them in the truck, they just grab them by the legs and like throw them in there. And there's just like chickens flying all over the place.
What? Why? They're going to be slaughtered anyway.
They say why, torture them.
How is that torture?
How'd you like to be thrown up against a wall?
I can see the
have
beak
your nose
thing.
Cut off.
I can see the beak thing.
That's
but
a little excessive, I think. But still, they're gonna
be slaughtered. Look at lamb or veal, whatever it is, baby cows.
Yeah.
Now we all know how I feel about
they're,
veal.
They're chained to the ground. Keep the meat nice and tender. They don't move. Yeah. And they just get slaughtered. And it's a big deal.
Did you know that pet store by by my house across from Shiki.
Yes. Oh, those people?
There's always
the signs?
People protesting at the cruel treatment.
Where?
It's on 35.
The puppy store?
Right next
puppy
to store. Yeah. Carrabba's or whatever, right?
Yeah, Carrabba's.
There's always somebody out there. There's a couple people that carry signs.
Carry signs. That
one of them says, death for sale.
Yeah.
Instead of puppies for sale. And like, I just drove by and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Why?
So, on my way here, I drove by and they're all out there. And there was a cop like writing one of them up.
Really?
Like standing there next to them.
What the hell for?
I don't know.
I guess they treat their puppies cruel in that puppy store.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
go in there and buy one now.
Yeah. Well, they ain't cheap.
Hmm. Puppies?
Just buy one in front of them.
Well, the national breeders.
Oh, I'm sure they want you to buy them.
You know, it's probably just a big ploy. They're probably all workers there.
What would be their agenda?
To
buy these puppies and save them.
No, they, bad location. No one ever sees them. So if they have...
getting the paper.
Yeah.
They've been at it for like a month now.
Yeah, I've seen them for a long time.
Yeah.
It's there. Just a scam. To
do the people sell, have anything better puppies. To do?
I don't think so. They want some company. Well, yeah. I'm sure they'd get shut down before they... sold all their puppies.
They probably pick them up by the legs and throw them in their cages.
Cut their snouts in half. Yeah. De-mouth them.
De-tongue them.
They defang them. They de-puppy them.
De-puppy them. You're not a puppy anymore. What else we got?
Let's do some Steve Cast clips.
Well, we'll do that later. I got the pie song that Matt sent.
Oh yeah, okay.
Webmaster Matt.
Webmaster. I don't even know if this is gonna work.
DJ Moet.
Mott?
Mott?
Moet?
Mullet?
Moey space T.
Moet. DJ CANCER.
DJ HIV.
Anyway, Webmaster Matt sent me the link to this. He goes, oh, here's something for podcasts. And it's just a picture of pi, like the sign, with all like the numbers over it. Yeah, and I had no idea. I didn't have my speakers on.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, this is the song behind it. You done flirt with the producer?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Can't keep her hands off me.
Okay. Now it's not.
Be quiet for a second.
6 5 3 5 8 9 7 9 3 2 3 8 4 6 2 6 4 3 3 8 3 2 7 9 5 0 2 8 4 1 9 7 1 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 0 9 5 0 2 8 4 1 9 7 1 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 0 9 5 0 2 8 2 3 8 4 1 9 7 1 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 2 3 1 7 2 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 0 9 5 0 2 8 2 3 1 7 2 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 0 9 5 0 2 8 2 3 1 7 2 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 0 9 5 0 2 8 2 3 1 7 2 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 0 9 5 So that's like, it's an infinite number, right? Yeah. I think. But yeah, this is a good portion of the actual number for pi.
Just a portion.
It is.
Well, it is infinite.
You know.
So this is a fraction.
So
that's small it. Fraction.
And it starts over.
That's it's awesome educational and entertaining at the same
it
time.
It is. Very entertaining.
And very annoying.
I thought it was fun. I liked it.
I didn't get a kick out of it.
You really didn't?
It didn't pop my chair.
Well, you know, anything that has to do with math you don't like.
I don't like math.
I ain't in school. Fuck that.
I ain't into all those numbers and shit.
Man, I ain't going to read shit. I ain't school no more.
Go Junior Woo.
I'm going to watch the TV box. Tell me all I need to know.
The TV box. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
All right.
We'll come back and we'll play some new Steve Cast.
Oh, boy. New season of Steve Cast.
I can't wait.
All right.
Oh, it's going to be really exciting.
It's the biggest show yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be historical.
It is. I listened to some of it and it's history making.
This will go. This will go next to the bombing of Hiroshima.
And the drowning of the niggers in New Orleans.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Your poop on my face, shit on my nose, you whore.
All right, aristocratsradio.com is the website. MySpace.com/aristocratsDEP. It's Derek, Eric, and Pat.
Hey.
That's us.
What's up?
We got Zelda in studio.
Hi.
And that's all she's going to say because she has to go eat spaghetti.
Because
she is fat.
I saw that picture.
I know that. She really
camera adds some pounds though.
Camera adds a couple, you know, 100 pounds. Yeah. That is a
on, my
on your period. Yeah,
she's
right.
A little bloated. It's all right though.
Fat bitch. She's really fat. I'm not kidding. She's really big.
Yeah.
She's a big girl. Okay, we got a new Steve.
Oh, Steve
Cast.
Our hero.
Our hero.
The man who inspired the show. Steve himself.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm as moist as a snack cake waiting for this.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm all wet down there.
Maybe I'll just not play it. I don't know. No, I'll play it.
I got to sit on a trash bag. I'm so wet.
Now, again, he's very loud.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to keep it down a little bit. He's, you know, he's peaking a lot. And I guess he did this with a little recorder. And instead of actually going through the computer and recording off this, you know, the computer, he's just holding like some kind of recorder up to
the speaker.
And it sounds like
The recorder's in a cracker box.
It's a handheld recorder of some kind.
He throws it in a Cracker Jack box and throws it across the room.
There you go. That's a good spot for it.
All right. So did you guys want headphones? You got your headphones, right?
Wow, that is a long cord. Damn, that's a long cord.
And I'm gonna keep on fucking you. Just about the only thing I wanna do.
You're editing this part out? I'm gonna eat spaghetti.
Is Jason making his own sauce or?
Prego.
Prego.
I don't know what it is.
Prego Ragu.
Oh, Carly's sleeping. We had it yesterday for mozzarella sticks.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. What are you doing, Zelda?
I'm checking the status of my spaghetti.
Put it up to the phone.
Hello. How's the spaghetti?
Another 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
How come we're not invited for spaghetti?
Oh, Jason?
Oh, asshole. Jerk. It's like there was a pause. You didn't know what to do.
Like, doop. What do I do? Doop.
All right, well, this part's going to be kind of boring for you guys because you can't hear anything, but we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Right. I got to test the water.
He's got like a little kit. He's like, let me test the water before I boil it.
The pH levels are good.
This is unbalanced pH level.
Dude, you see this blue line here? It's She's like, can we just eat?
Can we just have some spaghetti?
No, it's not proper like, pH level, dude. Test your vagina juices before we have sex.
Oh! It's like the little pH kit you get with the... with your
pool?
Fish tank.
Fish tank. It has a little fish on it.
He puts like an eye drop in there. Wait until it turns blue, honey.
See, now it's in the red. It's not good. Jay's a funny guy. All right, let's listen to Steve Cast.
Hey, this is Steve bringing you another episode of Steve Cast. I got a special lineup for you today. All the songs are going to be coming off Epitaph Records. So I got
Epitaph. Epitaph. Epitaph, Steve. He can't pronounce the P.
Abatah Records.
Abatah.
So far, no good.
Some hip hop and some rock and all that good stuff. So it's going to be real fun. But first, I want to play a promo for the podcast novel by Scott Sigler called Ancestors. So here's the promo.
Okay. Here's the promo. And then. That's the song.
You hear him like fumbling with the tape recorder.
It's terrible.
He's got
it's all muffled.
He's in the background, like coughing.
Yeah,
he was.
he's still eating the crackers out of the box with the recorder in it. He's looking for the leftover crackers.
He puts a tape recorder in the cracker jack box. He's talking into it and eating at the same time.
Hey. That's a Steve.
Oh, wow, I found the prize. Oh, wow, it's a super secret decoder. Right?
All right, let's continue here.
So that's the Ancestor promo. It's a great podcast novel. I recommend you.
I cut out all the music. Yeah, so
thank God.
So people know.
Go download it on iTunes or whatever you use and get it. And get on it because Scott Sayer is a great podcaster, and I recommend his work to you. So here's our first song off the Epitaph playlist.
Epitaph.
It comes from the Horror Pops, and it's called Where They Wander, and you're listening on Stevecast.
Cool.
I actually like this song. I'm a fan of the Horror Pops. Alright, good song.
Whoa!
So that was the Horror Pops with Where They Wander, and all this music can be found on music.podshow.com or epitaph.com, which is a record label, and all these artists are signed, and technically they wouldn't be PodSafe, but Epitaph donated some of their free downloads to the PodSafe Music Network, so now we have legal Epitaph music to play on podcast, and the world can hear about punk rock music and stuff like that. So the next song is by a great band called Rancid, and this song is called Dead Bodies on Stevecast.
This is a song by Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, you're supposed to do all this stuff that, about Hurricane
Katrina. Yeah. That's his Katrina tribute right there.
Yeah,
dead bodies.
He said
the next couple shows are going to be black dead bodies yes. to Hurricane Katrina. He did one show since then and didn't mention it once.
No. Yeah.
He could care less.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Who cares?
He mentioned it in, you know, veiled. He implied it.
Kinda.
So that was Rancid with Dead Bodies.
It'd be funny if that's what it was.
On Concord.
That's a really quick song.
Lost songs just run around to. Rancid's a great band. They're real diverse and have a lot of records from everything to like ska and really hardcore stuff like that.
Reggae.
Hardcore. I recommend you go buy the new album Indestructible because I don't have it yet, but I heard it's really great. And
I don't have it, but buy it, okay?
And Jewish reggae. Yeah.
I heard it was great, but I don't know because I didn't buy it.
I don't have any money.
My mom wouldn't buy it for me yet, so I heard it was great.
And Dad's dead.
I'm recording this through my grandma's Victrola.
I got Thomas Edison's wax cylinder here.
It's like that thing in school where you put the needle in the thing and you're talking to it and it like makes the waves. Oh my God. He is a funny
kid.
I love him.
He's a little funny kid.
He's a little bastard. I love him.
All right, let's hear more.
On iTunes, and it sounds really good. And speaking of iTunes, Steve Cast has been put on iTunes. So you can now get it from there and subscribe to Steve Cast via iTunes. So that'll be helpful once Steve Cast starts getting more episodes up. Because I'm going to work.
He's talking like the big thing, like it's his own company. When Steve Cast, it's you.
When Steve Cast Incorporated really takes off.
We're going public.
I'm gay.
Our symbol is G-A-Y.
It's really weird how that worked out.
You can look it up. That's the only thing that was available.
Card that gets you more episodes of Steve Cast. This next song marks a historical moment in the history of Steve Cast.
Historical.
All two episodes. It's never happened before.
Yep. Historical.
Oh, this is adorable.
Before, and I used to listen to hip hop a lot, but now I'm not really a big fan of it. But I listened to this on the Podsafe Music Network. I thought it was pretty cool.
Whoa.
Good Epitaph song, and I thought you'd like it. So it's by a band called Blackalicious. It's called Powers. So
that's also
Blackalicious
about,
with Powers.
It's also
Steve
about
Cast.
Her, Katrina.
Blackalicious.
Yeah. Say this is tribute to
Blackalicious Power.
This one goes out to Steve, dead Steve Cast.
Blackalicious floating in the poo water.
Floating in the stinky water.
I wonder what it looks like.
I really want to see a picture of him.
Yeah. You know he's got big gums and a big upper lip.
He's fat and he has
because
asthma.
He talks like those.
He's got a rat face.
Maybe he has a cleft palate.
It could be.
He has a rat face.
Like Joe Quinn
Fiennes. Because Owen calls him furry hairless rat, which doesn't make much sense because if you're hairless, I could be furry, but
yeah,
but that's what he calls him.
Yeah,
furry hairless rat is what he calls him.
Wow.
So he's obviously a big fat rat face guy with asthma.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely got asthma
because he loses his breath. And
definitely got a salivating problem too. Yeah.
He starts losing his voice a little bit towards the end of the. Yeah. He's playing the podcast.
Penis.
Hip hop.
You're fumbling.
Fumbling with the mic.
That was Blackalicious with
Power. Did you hear him? Listen.
Him you hear him do it again.
There's a click and then he breathes really heavy.
That was Blackalicious.
Some mucus
with
in his throat clearing.
First of all,
I had to clear the phlegm.
On Steve Cast, and that's the great.
Welcome to Phlegmcast.
I know.
Guy's inhaler.
That's for all the Aborigines out there.
Yeah, I love about Epitaph. They're so diverse of a record label. I was looking through the Podsafe Music Network for their legal music, and they had everything from folk rock to country to punk rock, hip hop, all that good stuff. And
hop hop.
That's what's cool about the Epitaph music labels. So next is a great band. It's really political and is just a great band. And they've been around for a while. And
he's really building this band up.
No, he's not. He has no idea what he's talking about.
He's like clicking the...
So they're really...
he's like George Bush.
Good.
Trying to talk about something. Because,
yeah.
You know, this band is just really good. And I was listening to it. And it was really... It's so different from what I usually hear. Because Epitaph...
They've been around for, you know...
Since last Friday.
A period of time. And they play music, and they record stuff.
Wait, hang on. I'm looking for it.
Hold on a second. Wait.
So let's see who the band is.
I like them. They're called Bad Religion.
Ah, Bad Religion.
And this is their song called Struck a Nerve.
Never heard of them.
You're listening on Steve Cast.
Right. Can't get over how bad those songs sound. There is the end of it.
Wow, I don't remember that song being so short.
Yeah, sure. That's all Epitaph gave them.
Bad Religion, Struck a Nerve, Punk, Political, gotta love it. Anyway,
oh,
now it's time
oh
for the Steve Cast fans to be punk, political, Gotta love it.
Jay just made me some spaghetti. It's delicious.
Do it again.
Welcome to Zelda Cast.
Zelda, can we do the Lady and the Tramp bit with no?
No, Dip, you always spit all over me.
Struck a nerve. Punk, political. Gotta love it. Anyway, now
he's
so drooling.
Fucking no gross. Oh, I wonder what his breath smells like.
I know exactly what it smells like.
Cock.
I can imagine.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway, now it is time for the Steve-Cast fans to be introduced to the Matches. The Matches have been one of my favorite bands for quite a long time, ever since I bought their debut album, Yvon Dog of the Locals, and now they're in the process of recording a new album. I'm going to have an album review of Yvon Dog of the Locals right after I play the song. The song is called Sick Little Suicide. It is by the Matches, and you are listening on Steve-Cast.
Oh my god, he's eating something. Go back, you can hear him eating something.
Really?
Did you hear that?
Suicided by the Matches, and you are listening on Steve-Cast.
You hear him? It sounds like he's eating popcorn.
I think it was just the thing moving
around. No, I think he was eating popcorn.
Cracker Jacks.
White cheddar popcorn.
That was the Matches, Sick Little Suicide, and now it's time for a review of their great CD, Yvon Dog of the Locals, released on Epitaph Records, of course.
I gave my inhaler, hold on.
I'm sorry. I just ran all the way to my computer.
He's running across the room.
He's running across the room.
It sounds like he's fumbling with tapes or something.
Holding a little mic.
Yeah.
Like he's loaded a different tape into the recorder or
maybe
something.
Maybe he's got like the old-time radio carts.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like Wolfman.
Maybe he's got one of those little entering machine tapes.
Yeah, that's what it
sounds like. Sounds like he's eating them. Maybe he's got five of them in his mouth.
Maybe that's what he did. Maybe it's two of them and he's recording with one and then he put it down and puts the tape in. And
yeah.
Either way, it's terrible.
In the sense of Kelly Clarkson and stuff, but like the hooks and stuff are really easy to get stuck in your head and jump around to. But again, some of the songs just sound like rancid
and I like to jump around.
Really punk and it's great. I give it 4.5 stars and I really recommend you go buy it. The new one is in Alternative Press. Right now, it's one of the most anticipated albums of 2006.
I gotta hear that again. He gets so winded.
I know.
He can't say Alternative Press.
Alternative
Press. Right now, it's one of the most. It's most anticipated albums of.
It knocked a lot out of him.
Is he getting chased while he's doing that?
I don't know.
Mother's chasing him around.
I'm getting chased by Freddy.
Alternative Press.
I'm chopping wood. It's just really tiring. I got my shirt off and everything.
I'm a lumberjack, and that's okay.
I gotta plow the field.
I gotta plow my bob.
Oh. And then I gotta tear my t-shirt.
There we go.
This next song is by Hulk Hogan. It's called I'm Gonna Tear This Here T-Shirt. I give it 5.25 stars. Oh, God.
I heard newspaper. Oh my god! There you go,
Darth Vader.
I got. Oh, that's a little better. All right. I got to use my mini neb. Hold on a second.
2006, and they say it might be called Yvon Dahl Can't Sing or Standing on the Roof with a Toothpick Flag or something like that.
Two completely different.
But I suggest you go buy it because.
Did he just slurp again?
Yeah, he did.
Like that. But I suggest you go buy it.
That's his runny nose.
Oh, that's hot, Bob.
It's so gross.
His nose running.
He's disgusting.
Oh, it's everything running.
They rule. So go buy it. And some more tech for you. This is the U.S. Bombs and a song called Warbirth. So. Here's U.S. Bombs, Warbirth, Steve-Cast.
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 And they're awesome. And, they're awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sitting at my bomb.
That was the U.S. Bombs at Warbirth, and sorry for the little F-bomb there. Steve-Cast doesn't have an explicit tag, but, you know, punk's a little explicit, and...
Sorry for the F-bomb.
Just whatever.
I guess there's a...
It's against Jesus.
I guess there's a...
When you cut out the song and there's a curse, probably the word fuck.
Patrick. Guys, I'm sorry for that F-bomb. But, you know, we're punks, and punk is, you know, all cursing.
Aristocrat sometimes has explicit lyrics. Yeah,
but the label isn't on the show.
Punk is explicit.
We're a couple of punks, and we sometimes get explicit.
They really should have a label out there because it has the F-bomb in there. And Derek's got totally fart.
Gook.
Oh, what do I say? I keep forgetting what I say.
Penis.
Oh.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
It's been a long time.
A little explicit. Yeah. And I'm sorry. Just whatever. I think that sounds a lot like the rancid that I like. And the Podsafe Music Network doesn't really have a lot of rancids. Excuse me.
Oh my god, I love that.
We need that.
Play it again, he coughs.
Podsafe Music Network doesn't really have a lot of rancids. Excuse me.
You're choking on it.
Stuff to offer.
Do it again, please.
My cystic fibrosis is acting up.
Have a lot of rancids. Excuse me.
I go back.
Oh.
Good.
God, this is great.
Oh, I love it.
A lot like the rancid that I like. And the Podsafe Music Network doesn't really have a lot of rancids. Excuse me. Good stuff to
God.
Offer.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, whatever.
Kid is a tool. Oh, I love him. All right.
This next song's pretty darn punk, too. So.
Pretty darn punk. Wow. Sorry, he just dropped a D-bomb.
Oh, no, I just stopped.
Hey, this is Steve. Locals released on Epitaph Records, of course. Creative Press.
You fucked it all up.
Right now, it's one of the most... It's most anticipated albums of...
Where am I?
Warbirth. And I'm sorry for the little F-bomb there. There Steve Cast.
Well, you fucked it up
that
now.
That sounds a lot like the rancid that I like. And the Podsafe Music Network doesn't really have a lot of rancids. Excuse me.
It's like it's even almost gagged.
Good stuff
penis.
To offer. So, yeah, whatever. This next song's pretty darn punk, too. So... This comes from Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. It's called 1% on Steve.
Easy, Steve.
Got the B-bomb.
That is pretty darn punk.
It sounds like something from a Casio keyboard. Like the demo.
That was Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards with 1% and...
1% of song.
That's more punk, and I'm sorry about the F-bomb again. I really hope I don't get busted by the FCC or anything, but...
Oh, my
really
God.
Really going to be looking at him.
FCC in the end with some cruise box.
They're going to get...
Oh, right, my God. They're
leaving Howard Stern alone. They're going to have to Steve now. Now that Howard's gone.
Fuck this. Let's get the little fucking Jew bastard.
I didn't know he's a Jew.
He sounds like it.
What's a Jew sound like?
Like that. All right, then. You got
little
me.
Rat, little rat-faced, fat kid with asthma.
Sorry, I dropped the poo-bob.
I hope Jesus isn't mad. I have to go confess. To
I love you, Jesus.
To Pastor Steve.
I just said darn. I'm sorry.
Pretty darn punk.
It's time for the last Epitaph punk rock of the night. This is by The Descendants, and I was really excited because...
Night, it's probably like 4 o'clock.
Descendants stuff on iTunes, and this is called When I Get Old by The Descendants, and you're listening on SteveCast.
Trying to sound all sexy.
SteveCast.
Hi, listen to SteveCast. Penis.
That was The Descendants Ooh. With When I Get Old, and I'm sorry, but I can't find my Cruise Box song, so here's just a message for the FCC. Steve Kath isn't getting tagged with the explicit mark for 2 F-bombs, so those of you young listeners, please keep supporting my efforts, even though some of my music may not be the best influence.
My music?
But thanks for stopping by.
Something like you made love to it.
This is the end of this.
But
he's fucking his sister as he's doing this.
Oh, I love you, Fluffy.
But thanks for stopping by. And unfortunately, this is the end of the show. Please listen to the next episode of SteveCast and stay subscribed. Bye bye now.
Wait, we gotta pay for this?
No. No, subscribe. It just automatically downloads any new shows.
Bad.net. Well, what's the Aristocrats review on the
SteveCast? I guess 4 stars. The best SteveCast yet.
I give it a 5-star.
Is it better than the first? I'd say it's better than the first one.
I think
one.
So. It was much better. Yeah. Like a lot more noises.
It was a lot. Yeah. Well, the first one was just poorly recorded. This one, he's actually like...
He's making love with that mic.
Yeah, he really is.
He's making love right through the cracker box.
I want him to make like a how-to podcast thing.
Well, didn't you, when you emailed him, didn't you ask him?
You see, you got to make love to the mic.
Did you say we're interested in getting into podcasts or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still want to get him on, but it's apparently he's a busy guy.
Yeah, he won't even answer an email.
He's got so many.
And we're fans. We're fans.
I'm sure he'd really appreciate what we're doing for him. Yeah. Calling him a faggot and a Jew.
What is he going to do?
And a fat kid with cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
How did they know?
Damn it, is it that obvious? His mom is coming to pound on his back to get the mucus loosened up. Every day.
Turkey basters up his
he
nose.
Can't have milk.
As he slowly drowns in his own. She just looked up at me briefly and shook her head.
Carly is out. Carly was like me. She was puking all day today.
So, in fact, we got a videotape of us reenacting.
Yep. We should put that on the website.
We should.
I could
do it right now, actually.
Well, we'll do it when we're done.
Yeah, we'll do
we should
done.
Do a photo take show, too.
I told Pat to dress nice. He comes in his pajamas.
So?
We wanted to do like a little
I'll wear the jacket then.
Yeah, we'll do it next week or whatever.
Well, yeah, you'll have the jacket, right?
Do it now.
What? Yeah. I wanted to have stuff on the website, though. So I thought that'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll take one or two and see what happens. Yeah. If they come out bad, we'll
see how things...
That's why I bought my red flannel for that.
Oh,
for the picture?
Just in case, yeah.
He's always thinking.
Oh, you brought the nice flannel.
Yep.
I like that shirt better than the flannel.
The heavy-duty flannel.
Heavy-duty. I'll give you heavy-duty.
That is some heavy-duty. Oh, what else we got? Is that it? I don't know.
I think that's it.
I can't find my cruise box. Steve!
Bob, please.
Oh, let's not get into this again. I got hours of audio of YouTube pretending to be Steve and Steve's mom.
Steve!
Steve, I'm ready to pound on your back now. Wow, Jolly Quick. No, spit it to the bucket. Into the bucket. Not on your microphone.
Yeah, that's really gross. Stop.
Actually, they kind of cough up something.
So two television stations are refusing to broadcast the new NBC series about an Episcopal.
Did you get that?
Episcopal priest who abuses painkillers, has a gay son, a promiscuous straight son, a daughter who deals marijuana, and a wife who drinks too much. That's that Book of Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, and now there's stations that are not going to air it.
Good.
There's people that's not going to watch it.
Yeah. Nobody's going to watch that anyway.
So it works out nicely.
Yeah.
Which I think it's kind of stupid that they won't air it. Whatever. Who cares?
Why?
I don't know. Well, who cares? Air it. What's gonna happen? We're gonna go to hell?
We get canceled.
Yeah, we'll get canceled anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
And they'll be like, why? Why don't people want to see this?
This is good TV.
You guys want to hear 14 tips to follow when having an affair?
Do you want to do?
Yeah, you know. You know me.
Did you want to do Chuck Norris or anything?
Oh, they're kind of hard to go
Vin
through.
Vin Diesel, no? Yeah. It's up to you. Yeah, I mean, you're the guy with the mouse.
It's better when we have an audience for that, I think.
Yeah,
we do have an audience.
No, we don't. We have Carly. She's sleeping.
No, we have an audience in the...
Carly in a fetal position.
When people listen to the show.
No, I mean like a live audience.
All right, you want a random Chuck Norris fact? I'll give you one.
All right, fine.
Chuck Norris is your father. He knocked up your mom and intimidated your dad into raising you.
It's very true.
Every time Chuck Norris eats a crippled or retarded child here in the U.S., a baby is born in China. That explains China's extremely large population.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris hasn't set foot in his backyard since 1985. When asked to explain this fact, he simply said, some wounds go too deep. I don't know what that
means. He's got dead bodies in his backyard.
Oh.
Maybe a dead puppy?
When Chuck Norris has a good idea, he
half-baked chickens and KFC.
When Chuck Norris has a good idea, he kicks over a forklift carrying a pallet of light bulbs. That was good.
I like that.
Oh, that was good.
That was good. Give that like a 12.
Chuck Norris paints his walls by throwing children at them.
That's good. That's something we do.
Yeah. Especially the black New Orleans children.
Okay. A girl once broke Chuck Norris's heart. In return, he broke her neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I think that was done, okay. Though, wasn't it?
That's something I would do.
Chuck Norris invented kryptonite because he thought Superman was too cocky.
Cocky.
Cock. Life handed Chuck Norris lemons. He roundhouse kicked life in the face while saying, "I ordered a beer, bitch."
I thought that was kind of funny.
It was all right. Chuck Norris wears glasses that makes everyone look Asian. This is why he kicked so many people in the face.
That was good. I like that one. Yeah, give it a good one.
The Geneva Convention specifically forbids the use of Chuck Norris in an international conflict.
That's an all right one.
Chuck Norris's beard won the Stanley Cup in 1996.
Not funny.
Jesus was in fact the second coming of Chuck Norris.
Not funny.
Pee on my face. You stinky, stinky heart. This is random. Chuck Norris knew the secret of the ooze before Splinter or Shredder.
Wow.
Did Matt write that one?
Yeah, I know.
Get Webmaster Matt in here.
Yeah, I did that one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Chuck Norris is so bad, he takes the baseball bat into the bathroom with him in case he craps out a wildcat and has to beat it to death.
That's a good one. Craps a whole wildcat.
Oh, this one's coming. shit.
Oh my God, I forgot like one of the best stories.
Like one of the best stories.
Like one of the best stories. Oh. Let me see if I can still find it. I got a lot of friggin' editing to
editing,
do.
Editing, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, it's all right. Just a lot of these dead air things.
Oh, man. Hmm.
Well, it was the reason why I played the Planet of the Apes thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Walmart apologizes for offensive movie recommendations.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
The retailer's website suggested that shoppers who want to buy a Planet of the Apes DVD would be interested in... is it biopics or biopics?
Biopics.
Is it biopics? Some people say biopics, like it's one word.
I don't know.
Either way, biopics of famous black Americans
like
Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, my God.
Walmart blames a computer glitch for the offensive recommendations.
Oh, my God.
Overhauling its online operations until a fix can be made.
That is awesome.
That's hysterical.
You know, it's not fucking computer glitch.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's a disgruntled worker.
Yeah.
Programmer.
It's probably like someone like us.
Yeah.
Wrote it in. Hey, our niggas like this.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? It's a manhole!
A manhole! I have a dream. Yo, what it is, blood. When will our freedom ring? It's a manhole.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That is really funny. That is
very funny.
I didn't hear about that.
You didn't?
No.
I did.
I know, I just did too.
Oh.
It was pretty funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Rock you like a hurricane.
That is funny.
That too. Is.
That's
that
the best.
Here I am.
I would have fallen out of the bleachers laughing.
I'm sure some people did.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Sitting there in a.
I would have. What are they going to do?
Who's that?
That's me.
Oh. Sitting at a game where the New Orleans Saints are playing. You're going to sit there and laugh openly at them?
Yeah, you damn right.
What are they going to do?
Get killed.
Beat me up?
Yeah.
Those niggers ain't got shit on me.
I don't live there.
Jesus. They ain't hard.
They ain't hard. Their shit.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Their shit don't stick to the wall.
My sister died in a hurricane.
Oh wait, no, it does. The shit does stick to the wall. It was there for about
That's
two
the only
weeks.
Thing they can make stick to the wall.
Don't throw that shit up against a wall.
It ain't hard.
Is that what he meant by that?
What?
Like, you're not hard? Don't throw that up against the wall?
I don't know what
he
meant.
He was drunk.
He was drunk.
You didn't make any sense at all.
Like saying you're soft and if you get thrown up against the wall, you're going to stick
I don't
it.
Know, Derek. He was drunk.
It was just like babbling.
You ain't hard.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Well, we should explain a little bit about, you know, why we're doing this. Well, Pat got in an altercation with a
I got an altercation.
With our engineer.
With our engineer, Ray.
With, yeah, Ray.
Yeah.
He had a little too much.
A little too much of the bubbly.
And it was 5:30 in the morning. And I turn off the music. I'm tired. Everyone's dancing. Yeah. Well, two people are dancing. And the music's loud. So I turned it off. And I did throw the remote onto the couch. And I tell him, I'm tired. I don't want it on anymore. And then he starts flipping out. Yeah, why you got to turn it off? And I start getting, you know.
Listen to the Outcast, bro.
I start getting a little more
rowdy,
forceful, not no. rowdy, but you know, I want it off. It's tired. I'm tired. 5:30. He goes, "No, fuck you, fuck you. You ain't hard, man."
You turn black all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. And then all of a sudden he just
you ain't black, man.
He flips out, and he.
You're like, whose house is this, bro?
Yeah, I said that too. This isn't your house, bro. Get out. And then he was going to walk home, but then I think our webmaster took him home, which I'm sure he got an earful. Oh, earful.
What the hell's going on in there?
I don't know. He's playing with the fucking CRISPR. So that's we're going to probably use that for a while now.
Yeah. You ain't hard.
You ain't hard.
I thought I'd sneak off and get a soda, and like the whole fridge fell apart.
Yeah.
I opened it up.
Oh, oh Jesus.
You're breaking down the fourth wall
of soda.
Schlock jocks don't go out for soda.
And then your neighbor knocks on the door. Look, I like soda like the rest of you. All right.
Janine Garofalo.
Now I gotta explain.
Do you
want to
explain that?
All right. Yeah. Well, we were playing some. I think it was like Frank Sinatra or something. And
last night.
Yeah, last night after
this all happened the same night.
It's a housewarming party.
It was a housewarming party for our new studio. And we turned it up a bit, you know, because there was, well, my grandparents were here and they left. So I was like, all right.
Down.
So we turned the radio up a little bit. What time was it?
I wasn't here then.
It was pretty early still. It was probably like
10 or 11.
Yeah, it's probably 10 or 11. And my Janine Garofalo looking neighbor upstairs with the elephant kids knocks on the door and says, can you just turn it down just a little bit? I mean, you know, I know what it is to move in. I mean, I love the music. Barry White is my favorite. But if you just turn it down a little bit. Just a little bit. That's it.
I mean, Barry White, he revs my engine, but can you just turn it down? I'm trying to do
Barry White, I think it's just the bee's knees, but, you know, just turn it down a little
You're listening to Queensryche. You know, goes in. Look, I love Bing Crosby like the next guy. Right?
Listen to Motorhead. I think, you know, Frank Sinatra's fantastic.
You're playing thrash. She comes. Look, I love Beethoven like anybody else, but
I think Barry Manilow is just a riot. But still, just keep the moshing down,
just a minimal.
So I turned the radio off because you know we didn't really need it. So
it got louder.
Because there's a subwoofer on this, and it's
yeah, it was a lot of bass.
It is loud. The subwoofer.
A lot of bass.
Subwoofer. And I wanted to turn it down. I was telling Carly to turn it down, but she was running around.
It is a lot of bass.
Well, we turned the radio off, and then more people came, and more people came. Then my house filled up again, and then we had a problem with vocally people being loud.
Yeah. Mm. All night it was shh.
Yeah.
Shh.
And then big dumb Tony.
High five!
Yeah, give everyone high fives.
Anthony, quiet, just quiet.
He kept going to guess how much money I make a year.
$73,000?
$76,000.
I told you.
How did you? Oh, I told you.
Did I tell you that already?
He must have told me that three times.
Who wants to see my penis? He has a button fly. Who has button flies anymore?
Anthony.
I know.
And then he was trying to get it with one hand because he wanted to take out his schlong. That wasn't going to happen.
No.
I don't think he can do that sober. I hate button flies.
Who the hell is a button fly anymore?
Anthony.
Okay, I guess.
I don't think I've ever
had. That was like 1992, remember?
I had
one. Those shirts that said button your fly?
No.
No? You don't remember that?
No. I think you're just making that up.
That was like a Levi's thing, button your fly.
I wore Bugle Boy.
Excuse me, are those Bugle Boys?
No, actually, they're Beagle Boys.
Oh, you know what? No, those are Backstreet Boys.
All right.
Some Beagle Boys. Is that Stale on Stunzel?
What?
What?
Oh, man, that was...
Charles Darwin's ship, the Beagle one. Nothing?
Thanks, Dennis Miller.
I didn't even hear what you said.
I didn't know. It's a special.
I don't want to go... I'm going to go with Domino.
What?
Charles Darwin's ship?
Special, special.
I turned into Steve. Yes,
he puts his hand in front of his mouth.
Yeah. What did you say?
Set sail on Stunzel.
Oh,
I still don't get it.
I don't either.
Hand me that stencil. Stand on Stunzel. Turn on Comedy Central.
I cut that joke out.
Anyway. Oh, no, we're keeping it.
Yeah.
Darwish.
Now it's funny.
I don't want to disappoint my fans.
No, now it's going to be even funnier.
I really don't.
Oh, boy. Oh, welcome back, by the way, Eric.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is
the first aired show back.
Yeah, the first aired show back.
Yeah.
Sober.
Yeah, sober.
I should listen to that, see how bad it really was.
Yeah.
Probably some parts weren't bad.
Yeah.
But about 80% was.
Yeah.
It's the dead show.
Well, I think maybe it's time to wrap things up.
Let me see how I can crack.
Oh, no. Oh my god. Eric.
Oh.
Oh, stop.
Oh my god.
God damn it.
Oh.
He's just like bending his fingers and squeezing them and they're cracking like crazy.
That's cool.
This is all I can do.
Yeah, that's all I can do too. Oh, ooh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was good.
It's just the
let me see if I can crack my ankle. Hang on.
I used to be able to crack my jaw.
Hang on. Oh. Ew.
It feels so good in the morning.
Yeah.
There's like 8 different cracks in there.
That's all I could do as an uncle. I can't crack anything.
Who can do their neck?
No.
Carly can. Carly can crack anything. Carly, you want to grab a mic?
Because she's made of wood.
Hang on. Let me get this.
Don't throw up.
We're going.
That comes out of her neck.
No, because people were talking. I can't do it again. Yeah, forget it.
Can you crack anything else?
I didn't realize she was doing it.
Just smacked her with the mic.
That's too busy looking at him.
I just cracked my knuckles and I
crack your toes? Oh!
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Do the other one.
Yeah,
that was 1 foot. Oh shit. Oh my god.
Ow.
Oh my god.
Ow.
That is
It's so gross, but it's awesome. Nah, I can't crack my toes. It's so does it feel good?
I used to be able to.
Doesn't feel like it.
No, it just hurts.
Hang on, let me try.
Ow. Were you just pushing down?
Oh, you got one.
You
got so excited when we did that.
Oh!
Oh! Hang on, let me try again.
I can't crack my fat little toes.
Hang on, let me try the other foot.
Ow!
No, it just hurts.
No,
that hurts. Let me see if I can crack my neck. Hang on.
Oh, you're going to kill yourself.
I can't do it. I can sometimes whip my...
See, if Dr. Pat was here, he could crack all of us.
Oh, my God, but it'd be so painful. I start crying. You fucked my back up good.
I did?
No, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Some doctor.
Well, he was also drunk, so that's not the best.
I remember he had you on the floor there in the bedroom, right?
And all he hears me, oh!
Yeah.
He's pushing on my back. My face was turning red. All right, you know what? I feel good now. Thank you. Oh!
Thanks a lot for everything.
Can you help me up?
Is that a piece of my spinal cord or is that a Tostito?
Or did I shit myself?
He just loses like his control of his bladder.
Buff. Oh god! Oh god! I splattered on the wall.
You made a TIE fighter. You did.
I know. I see.
That's good.
God, we're such fucking losers.
Oh.
Did you ever crack your penis?
No.
Hard to do since there's no muscle, no... Just,
I cracked something in there.
No
once.
Bone in there.
No bone. Like if you push down on it.
It's just like, it's like, not even cartilage. Like, what is it?
It's
just spongy tissue.
It's just spongy tissue that fills up with blood. It's something that cracks. It's like a...
It was probably just like a vein moving or something.
I don't know. It feels weird. I've never... It's not...
Come here.
Not
let me,
so much
let me feel.
It's not so much... All right, here I come. All right. All right, feel right here?
Where? Right here?
No.
Like this.
Just go, yeah, go up and
does
down.
Does it feel good?
Oh, my God.
Feels good, right?
Oh, fuck. Hang on. Hang on. Let me take it out. Wait. Okay.
Mm. You like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Oh, God.
You want me to get a bucket?
Oh, God. It's dripping. It's dripping.
Yeah, but did you feel it, though?
Yeah. It's
that's weird, right?
I think it's a vein.
Yeah, okay. You're right. That was fun.
I like our oldie time radio sound effects.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the.
Yeah.
Well, I'll leave the windscreen off if he's pooping.
You can take.
Oh, is he taking this one?
Yeah,
you can take the mic.
Oh no! Oh no!
You want this?
Oh, Pat's got a poo.
I got to poop. I'm going to leave the mic.
And the show has reached a new low.
All right. Bring the mic with you. Make sure it's on. On?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got you. We got you.
All right. Here I go.
Oh, my. No.
Yes.
I'm going to have to take the earphones off.
No. It'll be fine. Make sure that fan's off.
Hang on. Let me put the mic down. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Oh my God! Oh God, I want to pee.
I'm peeing.
Oh God, I think the poop is gonna come. There's more poopies. Okay. Oh God, I'm pushing, it hurts.
I need my bucket.
Oh. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus.
Wait, there's more.
We got people shitting and puking all over the place.
This show has reached a new low.
I mean, a new high.
No, it's pretty low.
No, it's pretty high.
No, it's good. It's all right.
Does he have his earphones on in there?
No.
I can hear you, dumbass.
That well?
Only 20 feet away.
The mic is staticky. So,
hey, guys,
anyway.
Got a nice shower head.
Oh, thank you.
Oh man, I think I got diarrhea. What the hell did I eat?
Why do I drink again?
You're an alcoholic.
Oh, more okay, poop baby. Came out.
Not ready yet.
I'm right here for you, baby. We might have Pat puking, Pat pooping, and Carly puking.
Pooping and puking.
Both of them reaching climax at the same time.
How come the toilet?
I hate like waiting for
toilet paper is on the floor. No.
Oh my god.
Is she puking out there?
She's laughing as she's puking.
You should have seen me that day. I went shopping with my dad. I held it for 40 minutes trying to be cool. Like, I'm not hungover. I got from Rumson to Borders, and I threw up. Big time. Almost on a little Mexican kid.
Oh, no, that's all right. They're not even people anyway.
Oh! Oh, my God.
She looks like a cat. Trying to comb up the hair long.
Oh, gross. I need a nap.
Oh, that's pretty gross. All right, well, Eric, I'm going to have to agree with you. Eric is just shaking his head and with his eyes closed.
Did anything come out?
A little spittle.
Oh. I still got farts coming out.
I want to throw up.
Wait, here comes poop. Are you guys laughing at me?
Yeah.
I'm okay. Gonna cry.
Oh. Oh. Oh god, it's like
I can't watch.
Do you have the mic
is
on?
Is it
her?
Bile?
Yeah, it looks like it.
That's Carly puking. And laughing.
Now it's hamburger. It's gross.
Oh.
Did you hear the one? She said hamburger.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh,
God.
Oh, what are we doing?
My God, was that her I heard?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
This is for Chrissy.
Is that it?
I think that's about it.
She's laying
my God.
She's laying in bed right now, either masturbating or laughing or both.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Please tell me that wasn't the puke.
No.
Oh, my God. I thought you dropped the bucket.
For those of you...
Oh, my God.
Pat's in the bathroom with the wireless. He can't see. Carly's next to me, next to the desk, puking into a bucket.
But she's mic'd though, right?
Yeah, I was mic'ing her the whole. I got it all on.
Good. I want to hear me poop too.
And I'm gonna take a picture of the bucket.
I do.
Oh, that is nasty, Carly.
Come on. Don't take a picture of it.
Oh, it smells bad.
Well, what do you want it to smell?
I want it to smell like Wendy's, and it does.
Semi-digested Wendy's. You know, Carly, if you were going to puke it up, I just would have ate it. It would have stayed down there. I would be pooping it out right now.
That is too funny.
I'm just going to say I'm sorry right now to Eric.
Oh, my God.
Eric, I am not sorry.
What? What a cracker of a show we just had.
Eric, you need to hear this.
I'm hearing it.
Did you hear me poop?
Yeah.
Good. Was it fantastic?
It was.
Did I disappoint?
That was good, Carly.
How about me? Did I disappoint?
You did good, Pat.
Thanks.
It was better than mine earlier today. We got iPods all over the floor. Wow. How are we going to turn this into a real show?
This is hurting my ears. Fucking headphones.
Alrighty. Well, Pat, why don't you wipe up so you can come out here and we can end the show?
And wash your damn hands, please.
Yeah. No.
Did you make noise when you threw up?
Oh, I made a lot of noise.
So I can't throw up silently. I go,
oh, I know. Because I start throwing up and I start gagging because I'm on the throw up. I'm like, oh, God, that's gross. Oh, God. Oh. You know, your mic's off, right, Pat? You don't. The only noise we heard was the puke hitting other puke.
Yeah, it was totally silent.
Other than that, there was nothing.
This is like the bag rattling and some liquid.
See, we couldn't do this over Zelda's or Pat's apartment.
Oh, gee, I'm so glad.
And you wanted to quit the show, Eric. Why?
Did you watch me throw up? Did you see it?
No, I had my head. I saw it. I had my head turned.
Can't watch it. Would you have thrown up?
Hmm?
Would you have thrown up if you saw it?
Probably not, but I would have not been feeling good.
I wasn't feeling too good.
Really?
It was okay. It was a little
Like last week when Jay was throwing up,
I missed that.
I went over to, you know, keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in the bathroom, and I couldn't really go in there. Because he's sitting there, like, Indian style on the floor.
Of course.
With a cup of tea.
Right? The faggot.
And he's going, oh, oh. Oh! He throws up, and then he goes, oh, oh, oh. He did that for like an hour. Man. But I couldn't like go near him because I was getting grossed out by it.
That was
I was
really
standing
funny.
Out in the hallway.
It was really funny.
You want
to take a look at the puke?
No.
Here comes Janine Garofalo.
No, I'm serious.
I like puking and shitting like the next guy.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
No, leave it over there, man.
Oh, it smells like Wendy.
Oh, I was going to have Pat puke in.
Yeah. Then I'm going to puke on this fucking rug.
I don't care. I love
that rug. Yeah, say cause when we
But
puke
if it. I start puking, somebody grab my feet and drag me across the hall. At least make it worthwhile.
And then you'll be gagging. No, just stop. Please. I'm serious. Go.
We should have videotaped their puking. Damn it.
You know, isn't it enough? We got audio.
We got too far already.
Because she doesn't make any noise. It's funny because you just see her like this, and then you just see like black stuff coming out of her mouth.
Black stuff? What the fuck are
it's
you
like
eating?
It's like a really deep brown.
Tar? All right, can we end the show?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so this was a good show.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, this is fun.
It is fun.
Once it's edited, it should be all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a lot of work to do.
I do.
It's the first show, 2006.
Yes.
The Aristocrats.
Hope you like it. Hope you like it, Chrissy.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to Chrissy.
Next week we got a very special.
We got an exclusive.
Really.
Something we received over the break. Something we found over the break.
Audio exclusive.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will.
Till then, ta-ta.
AristocratsRadio.com.
AristocratsRadio.com.
MySpace.com/AristocratsDEP.com.
Is it .com? No.
Yeah, whatever. See you next week.
Bye.